And welcome to the show. I'm gonna find out if I'm all good here. Okay. I don't know. Things look really weird on the fuck. Things are looking real weird on VU, man. What is this? Gotta stop some. Hold on. All right. I guess it's all right. I had to stop and look again. You know. I had to stop and look again. You understand what I'm saying? I had to stop and look again to make sure that that shit. I had to stop and look again, you know, to make sure that shit is good, you know. All right, I have some business to do. First of all, we have to remember to announce Christine Blackburn. And Sketchfest. Okay, Sketchfest is the 15th, yeah. Christine Blackburn is this Saturday. 7 is 15, yeah. Don't you open up that window. So we're going to do Bobby Dooley, Crystal Will Hooper, drifting back to bump, and dun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We have Bob Bacon. We have Chef Carl Chedilio. Today, Chef Chedilio is going to be doing Thai Bangkok Bowl. And we'll do that. Then we're going to have, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Paste this fucking thing. Jesus, man, I'm telling you. Chef Carl Chedilio. Thai Bangkok Bowl, Thai food, TH. Bobby Dooley, Crystal and I were drifting back to Trump, bullets do, then on to Hawaii. Steve and I have had no problems in Hawaii. Carry surfboards to on our heads. Rudy Canoza, Christine Blackburn, excuse me, Rudy Canoza, Bud Dickman, waiting period for his uncle. Yeah. Jay Sanis. Shit. Where is that? Where are they? Burn, Oregon? Let's see. Bobby is where? She's always in the, what is this, man? That's probably Bobby here. That's Bobby there. Don't you open up that window. Don't you open up that window. All right. 6 fucking minutes. Is that it, man? I feel like I've been doing this goddamn pre-show for a half an hour. Oh, man. What does 1 minute and 53 seconds represent? Oh. Of the other times, 2 minutes. So we call that 8 minutes. 8 minutes, so.
North Korea has announced the explosion of a nuclear weapon. And we are excited about this. You can kiss my ass.
Boy, they got some fucked up guy. That fucking country is a fucking piece of shit, North Korea. It really is. It really honestly is. I mean, I read a book called The Incomplete, or the Impossible State, and North Korea is held together, and it may be the last country of its kind left in the world. It may be the very last of a very unique and quite frankly, worthy of study kind of culture and civilization that harkens back culturally and tribally and racially to the furthest reaches of its past to create in its people a pride not only of culture and country, but of race. Understand that North Koreans, Koreans in general, are superior blood to any other people. So it's a racist ideology. It is a, dear leader, fascist ideology. It's not communist. There's nothing communist about it. There's nothing communist, I mean, if to the extent that communism actually exists. This is more of a, well, I suppose it's a communist-style fascism because it is all about the central leader. It's got nothing to do with politburos or, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with, look, at here's the CNN guy sitting down with his motherfucking, oh, this ought to be great, man.
Center, what can you say to the world to prove that this is not a ballistic missile program in disguise? Why on earth would we have any intention of trying to drop nuclear bombs on the people of the world, including the United States, said the director of scientific research and development. North Korea's own state media boasts a growing nuclear arsenal and willingness to strike if provoked. This latest escalation leaves many wondering.
And they call upon the people, in terms of racial pride, in terms of national pride, in terms of cultural and tribal pride. But tribal goes deeper than law. This is really got little to do with communism, more than it has to do with just survival of a pure and very, very superior people. And the rest of the world is a shithole. And the rest of the world is this shithole that the North Korean people, the Korean people, you know, in total, have been saved from. And they're like a life raft in the middle of a sea of shit. And on this life raft are the strongest people in the world. And they, as the body of this nation and tribe, they lend their strength to the head, the cranium, the brain, which is the communist leadership. And to wit, the leader himself here, Kim Jong, whatever the fuck this guy is these days, right? So this was something that was laid down to the Korean people in the 50s by Kim Un-sun, the first guy, Kim Jong-un-jun or some shit. The very first guy, the grandfather of this clown that is the dude running the show now. And it isn't so much that you had to refine the economic program, you had to get more work out of the people. They were always exhorting the people and continue to exhort the people, more work, more strength, more power. Even during the height of the famine in 1990s, they had a horrible famine. Even then, they maintain a very strong, very, very strong control over their people in terms of what their people were exposed to. Even as foreign workers and foreign aid was introduced in the country, food and medicine and all of these things, that the world clamored to give to the North Korean people because they knew the distress that they were in, this fatal famine that they were undergoing. The North Koreans, even then, put very, very stringent controls on the foreign, you know, element in their country that was serving to help the Korean people. You can't interact with them. We'll tell you where the food goes. We'll tell you where the aid goes. We'll tell you who gets what. We'll tell you, we'll keep that for ourselves. We'll just, you know, we'll spread it out. Don't worry about it, baby. We got it from here, right? I got this kind of thing. That was North Korea. And the world said yes. Why? Well, what else are you going to say? No, you can't have the food. Fuck you. Let the people starve. You know, I'm sure that there are a great many people who are running for office in America today that would have just said, well, yeah, I'm sure they got all the fucking answers, man. I can't wait to hear what motherfucking Cruz and Trump say about this shit. Wait till you hear Trump sound off on this one. This will be, I predict, Trump's death knell. Just personally, I think that when Trump opens his yap about North Korea, he's going to stick his foot a fucking mile wide in it. That, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Nothing seems to be able to kill the guy, but so, the only way that the North Korean, the government, the North Korean state will eventually falter, and the reason why the book is called Impossible State is because nothing follows need. It all follows ideology. You understand? This is the fatal flaw of the North Korean system, and it's one that's being followed in very small ways, but nonetheless followed by the U.S. political parties, both of them. But more to the point, the right wing, and that is ideology over, workability. Ideology over everything. Even if something works better, ideology. So that if they found that a limited amount of free market helped, and it did when they introduced it at the urging of the Chinese, ultimately it was not going to be acceptable because it was opposed to the ideology that was proffered, that was endorsed by the North Korean government, this quasi-communist socialist model. There's no difference between that and what the, for instance, right wing is all about. I read these mental fucking midgets like Dennis Prager, who says, why, the battle is against the left. Really? Which means you're a part of the right, and you're right no matter what. Isn't that right? There's no way the conservative cause and the conservative movement can be wrong. Is that true? That's what that fucking dickhead believes. That's what that motherfucker believes. You know, North Korea, man, this should be a fill only, you know, but people will be pissed off. They don't, you know, they stick the pump. North Korea is a country that is all about the ideology, and fuck what the workable solution is, because if it does not adhere to the ideology, we throw it the fuck out. Or they'll just make it look like it doesn't. It doesn't work. See, it's not working. See? They work against it if it goes against the ideology. The ideology is the all-saving ideology. The ideology is all for one. It's got to work. It's what we've died for it. We've, you know, given our all for it. It must work. We're not going to allow free enterprise, no matter how it seems to work better than what we've got. We're not going to allow it to take root here in North Korea, because we know that that's the slippery slope to the decadent, capitalist, plutocratic bullshit. Looks like Joan Fontaine's about to blow her brains out. The bigamist. Edmund O'Brien, Peggy Mae, a traveling salesman with a wife in San Francisco, marries a waitress in Los Angeles. You gotta love it, man. The bigamist. Love it.
I love it. I love it so.
Now, will you let me rewind? All right. I gotta watch this fucking thing. Dee-dee-dee. Dee-dee-dee. Do-loo-hoo-doo-doo. The bigamist. Looks like that guy Edmund Gwenn is in this fucking movie. Okay, here we go. Go ahead and roll it, baby. Wait, record? Good. All right, man. I don't know. It's just a lot of horseshit. Don't listen to me. I'm a funny man. I'm a comic. I don't know what I'm talking about. Three. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Guns in America. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, man. That ain't nothing left I can say. So I'm just going to say it now, you know. Forever hold my ass. And forever hold my ass. Fuck it, man. Fuck it, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's Motorhead? Here, this is it, right here. All right. Very, very short pre-show today. I apologize, but that's just how it is. Pretty soon you won't be able to get guns. That's what you mean under you, Trump? You fucking piece of shit. I gotta get my gun. Because Trump said I won't be able to get it. Uh-huh. Well, that's great. And where are you not going to be able to get your fucking guns? Donald Trump seriously needs to get his fucking ass kicked. I'm not trying to threaten him physically. I'm just saying that probably what I should say is this. Donald Trump probably would have done pretty well with that ass kicking as a kid. I don't think this is a guy who ever had to hold his fucking tongue in his life. Ever had to really consider the consequences. Not when it comes to really important shit. Maybe in his business where other people speak his fucking language. But he's out here, he's talking to people who are... They're not business people necessarily. They're not part of that world that he operates in. You know, they're listening and they're taking literally. They're believing him, like all of us do when we find a politician. And he doesn't get the damage that can do, especially when you're a lying sack of shit like he is, like he knows he is. When you're a lying piece of shit, when you're a lying lump of shit like Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing that's scary, and yet it's necessary to say. You know, if you're me, you're Phil, like Phil Hendry, and you're more of a liberal than you are a conservative, I want Trump to be the nominee for the Republicans because Hillary Clinton will kick his motherfucking ass up one side and down the next. She'll shred him in a fucking debate. Donald Trump would do well to avoid a debate with Hillary Clinton. I don't know whether it would help him, but it might. If he could somehow avoid a debate with Hillary Clinton, especially if the polls are far enough apart. On the other hand, if it's Cruz, that's dangerous, because Cruz is a slimy piece of shit. Cruz is a psychopath. Cruz puts on any mask that suits him for the day. And Ted Cruz knows it. He knows he's smart, and he knows he's smarter than Trump. Ted Cruz treats Donald Trump with kid gloves because Donald Trump is a dumbass. Ted Cruz, that's what they ought to call him, Kid Cruz. That's a great name for him. Ted Cruz is not afraid of Donald Trump. He's a dumb fuck that Ted Cruz will mop the goddamn floor with if he ever had the opportunity one-on-one to debate this guy on actual policy. Hillary Clinton represents something different to Ted Cruz. Hillary Clinton needs to die, and by that I mean figuratively, in the political sense. He's got to go for the throat with her. He's got to wipe her out. He looks at her the way a psychopath looks at some people, like just as prey. Psychopaths are like any animal. They see prey, and they see an enemy. Prey and enemy. The prey they eat, they consume, they own. The enemy they have to destroy or avoid. That's what a psychopath, a human psychopath does. That's what an animal that is preying on another animal does. And the way Cruz sees Hillary Clinton, she's a natural enemy. And she has to be avoided, which he can't do that, or attacked and destroyed, which is what he's obviously going to do if he gets the chance. Donald Trump is food. I mean, that's it. Donald Trump to Ted Cruz is a meal. It's a fucking meal. He's going to eat that motherfucker up, and that's the end of that. Boom. If he ever gets a chance, if he gets within striking distance, and now he is. He's within striking distance here in Iowa. I hear the motherfucker's got all kinds of goddamn love coming his way here in California, which doesn't surprise me because California is fucking right-wing, Looney Tune country, man. You think California, where the fuck do you people get this idea that California is all so fucking libbed out? Yeah, where the population centers are. Yeah, it's pretty liberal. But the rest of the motherfucking state is loony fucking tune right-wing motherfuckers. Garen fucking Teat, where I live, in Ventura County, California. Are you kidding? Get a fucking clue. All them wing nuts out in California. You don't know the first motherfucking thing about it. California is full of more dumb fucking rednecks than you motherfuckers. Half these fucking rednecks that worry about California being too far left than half of those motherfuckers they could have ever met in their lives. You know, they haven't lived around as many. They're more per capita here, as I've been fond of saying, More rednecks per capita in California than any fucking state in the union, including Mississippi. So there you go. I'm all done, man. I'm done. I'm fucking done. All right? Here we go.